Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to convene the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Today is February 8th, 2018. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Bovine Manure Tax Credit Fee Ratification Meeting. So, and if that sounds like a bunch of, you know what, well, you heard it here first. So, with that, I'm going to open a work session on the Bovine Manure Tax Credit Fee Ratification. So,
can we get a staff report right?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the department's here requesting a ratification of a fee for the tax credit you mentioned previously. They need to ratify a fee because the House Bill 2066 last session transferred the program from the Department of Energy to the Department of Agriculture, so they needed to set up some fees so that they could run the program. And they're here to talk a little bit more and answer any questions if you have them.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. If the department would please come forward.
Good afternoon. For the record, Lauren Henderson, I'm the Assistant Director with the Department of Agriculture. And not in my career did I think I would be before you on a bovine manure tax credit, but the request. But it is an important program that was with the Department of Energy that was late in the session, last session transferred to ODA. And really, it is a new program within ODA. I will start off by saying, because I think I need to, at the time that we wrote our letter in January, I had anticipated that we would have our rules completely in place before you all began this February session. We're still working on them. Part of that is because we've had to redesign some forms and create a database. So as of today, the rule is not in place. I anticipate hopefully getting that temporal in place next week that will have these fees in it for you today. So your action may be ahead of our rule. So I apologize for that. It was maybe poor planning on my part. But the fee is, we made a conscious decision not to change too much the policies and the forms that the Department of Energy had around this program before. We're taking it to our agency. We don't have a lot of experience in tax credits in our agency. So my terms are we're to move it across as plug and play. That included the fee schedule that they already had. The folks that are using the credit are already used to that fee schedule and the application fee of $100, and then it's 3.8% of the credit that they're asking for. So we've moved that across just as it is. I anticipate us, when we get a little more experience with the program going forward, that either part of our budget for 1921 or other subsequent discussion, we may be looking at that fee again to make sure it really fits what we're doing. But that's where we're at today, and we're here to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick, please.
Thank you. You said that you may be looking in the future. What sort of time frame are you talking about? Coming back in 2 years? Coming back in five? Is there a sense there?
You know, I don't have a sense. My hope is in the next 6 months, once we just got our first request just, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. So once we get some experience in really what it takes to actually process the applications and do the certifications, that we would be back sooner than later. I'd like to say we could get it built in as part of our 1921 budget. That would be, I think, great, but I don't know that.
It's a lot to wade through. Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would strongly suggest that, if possible, to get it within the budgetary process.
Okay.
Because, you know, that way we know, the legislature knows what they're dealing with instead of after the fact. You know,
yeah.
Which, you know, and I understand it's not your fault that it's happened this way, but, you know, if we can get it beforehand, it would help these people very much.
Yeah, Co-Chair Witt, Representative Esquivel, that's totally understood, and I think I agree with that, yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Not seeing anyone.
Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending including the fees adopted by rule by the Oregon Department of Agriculture for the bovine manure tax credit program in a fee ratification bill. I would just note that the entire fee ratification bill will likely be dealt with towards the very end of session in the Capital Construction Subcommittee, so it's likely that the rule will be signed and in place before you actually take official action on the bill itself.
Very good. With that, I would call on Co-Chair Frederick, please.
Co-Chair Witt, I move approval of the recommendation of LFO.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves LFO's recommendation on the bovine manure tax credit fee ratification, dated February 8th, 2018. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none, is there any objection to the motion? Again, seeing none, hearing none, adopted. Thank you very much. And
this is really a topic I'm very familiar with, so I'd like to carry. I'm very good at doing this.
And we almost made it the whole thing without a pun. And instead, no.
Oh, yeah. Just had to throw it out
there. And so
just couldn't stand it, could you?
And when Chair Witt said that he was interested in moving it, I was waiting for something like that. But no.
Well, thank you, Senator Girard. And close the work session on the bovine manure. And we'll one-up that, open a work session on the on-site septic system fee ratification.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Department of Environmental Quality is here requesting ratification of fees they adopted during the interim in September 2017 that became effective November 1, 2017 for their on-site septic system program, and they're here to give you a little bit of background and answer any more questions.
All right. Please come forward. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Co-chairs Witt and Frederick, members of the Joint Committee, thanks for the opportunity to speak to you today. For the record, my name is Annalisa Grunwald. I'm the new Senior Legislative Advisor for DEQ. With me is Randy Trox, our on-site program coordinator for the department. As mentioned, we are here today requesting ratification for the on-site septic system program fees that were recently adopted by the EQC. This action increases the fees for this program by 3% and would generate approximately $58,000 of additional revenue in this biennium and approximately $70,000 in the next. We began formulating this proposal towards the end of 2016, but at that time it was too late to be included in the governor's recommended budget. We consulted with the Department of Administrative Services during the last session to try to get it included in the legislatively adopted budget, but that just didn't occur. So we received DAS approval to do the administrative fee increase, which was adopted by the EQC in September of 2017 and took effect on November 1st of 2017. So with that, thank you. We're here for any questions.
Subcommittee members, anyone? Not seeing anyone. Mr. Siebert?
Legislative Fiscal Office recommends including the fees adopted by rule by the Department of Environmental Quality for the on-site septic system program in a fee ratification bill.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick.
Chair Witt, I move that we adopt the LFO recommendations.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves adoption of the LFO recommendation regarding the on-site septic system fee ratification dated February 8, 2018. Is there any discussion on his motion? Not seeing any. Is there any objection to his motion? Again, not seeing any. Subcommittee members, thank you very much. It's adopted. And who's going to carry this? Senator Frederick. Thank you very much. I'm going to close the work session on the on-site septic system fee ratification. Anything for the good of the order? Questions, comments, whatever? Mr. Siebert, you okay? Will you have anything coming up here?
I believe on Tuesday, your next meeting, the Department of Environmental Quality will be back in front of you talking about their new IT system project. Well, you heard about it during the 17th session. They're going to give you an update. And you also hear an update from the Department of Agriculture on their invasive pest program and the Japanese beetle eradication program that's ongoing.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Last call. Not seeing anything. Oh, well. With that, I'm going to adjourn the Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Thank you.